الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا ومطاعنا محمدًا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم: نحن نقص عليك أحسن القصص بما أوحينا إليك هذا القرآن، وإن كنت من قبله لمن الغافلين. صدق الله العظيم. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: إنكم لا ترجعون إلى الله بشيء أفضل مما خرج من، أو كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. Respected ulama kiram, elders, beloved brothers in Islam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with this great, benevolent, majestic guest, Sayyidul Shuhur, the leader of the months of the Islamic calendar, this Mubarak and this blessed month of Ramadan. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made this month of Ramadan a month wherein Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends down the nur of hidayat. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made this a month of the spreading of iman. Every revealed book, the object of the kitabs that were revealed upon Anbiya alayhi salatu was salam, was for iman to come into existence and for hidayat to spread. Anbiya alayhi salatu was salam, their maqsad and their purpose was da'wat and hidayat. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala specially selected this month of Ramadan for that. Understand it in commercial terms. You don't have to tell a businessman to prepare for December. You don't have to tell a shopkeeper that a season of heightened commercial activity is coming. Long in advance, they start the preparation. Like that, Allah Ta'ala has given us one season. Season for hidayat. Season for da'wat. Season for the nur of hidayat to spread, and that is the Mubarak month of Ramadan, which is why every revealed book was revealed in Ramadan. According to the riwayat, the Suhuf of Ibrahim alayhi salam was revealed on the first of Ramadan. The Torah of Musa alayhi salam on the second of Ramadan. One riwayat on the eighth of Ramadan. One riwayat on the sixth of Ramadan. The Injil of Isa alayhi salam on the 13th of Ramadan. Likewise, the Zabur of Dawood alayhi salam was also revealed in Ramadan. And as we heard in the Isha Salah, and we keep hearing that surah again and again, Inna anzalnahu fi laylatil qadr. Allah said, we revealed this Quran on Laylatul Qadr, which was in the month of Ramadan. Allah Ta'ala did not make Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam his Nabi in Ramadan. Zuhur took place in Ramadan. We know the famous incident where Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu asked Rasul Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that mata wajabat laka nubuwa, that Ya Rasulullah, when did Allah make you his Nabi? Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu expected the response to this question to be, I was 40 years, 6 months, 10 days of age. According to the riwayat of Tirmizi Sharif, it was the blessed month of Ramadan. It was a Monday night, the 21st of Ramadan. I was in the cave of Hira. Jibreel came down with the first 5 verses of Surah Alaq, and Allah made me his Nabi. This is what Abu Huraira expected the response to be, but what was the actual response? Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Kuntu nabiyan wa inna Adama munjadilun bayna al-ma'i wat-teen." Adam alayhi salam's mold had not yet been formed and already I was the Nabi of Allah. Zuhur, Allah revealed that this is His Nabi in the month of Ramadan. Quran was revealed in the month of Ramadan. Likewise, we find amongst the treasures, amongst the ni'mats, amongst the bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the most precious bounty and favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is iman, is the nur of hidayat. We tend to feel that wealth is very, very a great ni'mat, a great bounty. But when it comes to the wealth of this world, this Allah Ta'ala gives to His enemies also. This Allah Ta'ala gives to those who have rejected Allah also. مَنْ كَانَ يُرِيدُ الْحَيَاةَ الدُّنْيَا وَزِينَتَهَا نُوَفِّي إِلَيْهِمْ أَعْمَالَهُمْ فِيهَا وَهُمْ فِيهَا لَا يُبْخَسُونَ أُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ لَيْسَ لَهُمْ فِي الْآخِرَةِ إِلَّا النَّارِ وَحَبِطَ مَا صَنَعُوا فِيهَا وَبَاطِلٌ مَا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ. Allah says, those who want dunya, man kana yuridul hayat ad-dunya, those who make the acquisition or the accumulation of the material wealth of this world their purpose and object of the life. Nuwaffi ilayhim, Quran is ajeeb. Allah says, we won't just give them dunya, we will give them plenty. Nuwaffi ilayhim a'malahum fiha, wa hum fiha la yubkhasun, there will be no shortage. Whatever effort they make, we will pour the dunya upon them. But if this is their object and their purpose, أُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ لَيْسَ لَهُمْ فِي الْآخِرَةِ إِلَّا النَّارِ. Allah says, for them in akhirat is nothing but the fire of Jahannam. وَحَبِطَ مَا صَنَعُوا فِيهَا وَبَاطِلٌ مَا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ. And we will destroy whatever effort they made. Valuable, precious in the eyes of Allah is the nur of hidayat, is iman. That is why the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, مَنْ يُرِدِ اللَّهُ بِهِ خَيْرًا يُفَقِّهُ فِي الدِّينِ. When Allah decides good for someone, when Allah wants to bless someone, Allah doesn't make him from a pauper into a millionaire or a billionaire. This is our idea of blessing. In Allah's khazana, Allah's treasures, when Allah wants to bless someone, يُفَقِّهُ فِي الدِّينِ, Allah brings him closer to deen. Allah gives him the faqahat of deen. Faqahat of deen means Allah blesses him with the nur of hidayat. As I mentioned, my respected brothers, this month of Ramadan is a season of hidayat. It is a season of da'wat. Allah chose this month for Badr. Yawm al-Furqan. That day of Badr, Quran refers to it as Yawm al-Furqan, the day farraqa bayna al-haqq wal-batil. When Allah Ta'ala distinguished between haqq and batil, وَإِذْ يَعِدُكُمُ اللَّهِ إِحْدَى الطَّائِفَتَيْنَ أَنَّهَا لَكُمْ وَتَوَدُّونَ أَنَّ غَيْرَ ذَاتِ الشَّوْكَةِ تَكُونُ لَكُمْ وَيُرِيدُ اللَّهِ أَنْ يُحِقَّ الْحَقَّ بِكَلِمَاتِهِ وَيَقْطَعَ دَابِرَ الْكَافِرِينَ. They left Medina Munawwara, it was Ramadan, the second year of Hijrah. The object was the caravan of Abu Sufyan, 40 archers. Sahaba number 313. وَتَوَدُّونَ أَنَّ غَيْرَ ذَاتِ الشَّوْكَةِ. Allah says, you people wanted the easier thing. But Allah had a different plan. What was Allah's plan? وَيُرِيدُ اللَّهُ أَنْ يُحِقَّ الْحَقَّ بِكَلِمَاتِهِ وَيَقْطَعَ دَابِرَ الْكَافِرِينَ. Allah wanted to show the haqq. Allah wanted to show the truth. Allah wanted to make this the basis of hidayat coming down. Allah wanted to teach the ummah the reality of yaqeen on Allah. In reality, if we sum up Badr, what was Badr? Badr was a recipe that this ummah was taught till Qiyamah. How to bring Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in your camp. How to bring the system of Allah in your favor. And the road to that is Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They left Medina, they were 313. Now the news comes, Quraysh with its entire might is coming. What was the preparation? Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam poses the question to Sahaba. Oh my Sahaba, are you ready? to accept whatever Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam want. Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, Siddiq Akbar, stands up, Ya Rasulullah, we are ready. Umar radiallahu anhu, Ya Rasulullah, we are ready. Miqdad, Ya Rasulullah, we are ready. These are muhajireen. The question is repeated, why? Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wanted to get the reaffirmation of the Ansar of Medina, the residents of Medina. Because in Aqaba, they took the oath of allegiance on the hands of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, tuti'uni fil manshati wal makra, watamna'uni, watunfiquna alayya fil usri wal yusr, وتأمرون بالمعروف وتنهون عن المنكر وتجاهدون في سبيل الله ولا يخافون في الله لومة لائم. They took that oath on the hands of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, total complete obedience in adversity, in hardship and in ease, to spend on Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam for the propagation of deen, whether in wealth or whether in poverty, to enjoin the good, forbid the evil, strive in the way of Allah and not fear any obstacle that will come in front. But this oath was taken on what basis? May yu'wini, may yansuruni, hatta uballigha risalata rabbi. Who will shelter me? Who will shelter me? Who will become my nasir, my helper for the tabligh of this deen? Shelter where in Medina Munawwara? Where is Badr? 170 kilometers away from Medina. This is why Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wanted the reaffirmation of Ansar. When they realized that they are the object, Allama ibn Kasir rahimahullah mentions various riwayat. Crux of it, the nature of it. Not my intention to go into very much detail. But unfortunately, we tend to have this mindset. A lot of brothers, you meet them. How's Ramadan going? MashaAllah. Maulana, you know what, Ramzan, we take it easy. Ramadan, we take it easy. تُفْتَحُ فِي أَبْوَابُ الْجَنَّةِ تُغْلَقُ فِي أَبْوَابُ النَّارِ تُغَلُّ فِيهِ الشَّيَاطِينَ. Allah says, we lock up Jahannam, we open up Jannat, we tie the shayateen, we send down our rahmat, our barakat, we open the doors of our mercy, we instruct the malaika to stop their tasbih and say ameen to your duas, we instruct the malaika to exhort you to go ahead, we put all the intizam and system into place so that you take it easy, so that you sit back. That is a mockery of Ramadan, to say I take it easy in Ramadan. Ramadan is not the time to be taking it easy. Ramadan is the time to finish ourselves. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, our mother Aisha radiallahu anha, when she described his conduct during these last 10 nights, what did she say? First thing, أَحْيَ اللَّيْلَ كُلَّهُ. My Nabi would not sleep at all in these nights. شَدَّ الْمِعْزَر. He would tie his izar. What does that mean? He would exert himself, he would finish himself. Sa'ad bin Mu'az radiallahu ta'ala, who stands up, he says, Ya Rasulullah, when you first asked, we thought that what our muhajireen brothers had said would suffice for us. They were speaking on our behalf. But it appears, Ya Rasulullah, you want us to speak directly. The crux of what he said, إِذَنْ لَا نَقُولُ لَكَ كَمَا قَالَ قَوْمُ مُوسَى لِمُوسَى اذهب أنت وربك فقاتلا إن هاهنا قاعدون ولكن اذهب أنت وربك فقاتلا إن معكم متبعون فنحن نقاتل عن يمينك وعن شمالك وبين يديك وخلفك فإنا قد آمنا بك وصدقناك وعطيناك على ذلك عهودنا ومواثيقنا على السمع والطاعة لك فامضي يا رسول الله لو أمرتنا أن نخيض البحار لأخذناها ولو أمرتنا أن نضرب أكبادنا إلى برك الغماد لفعلنا فامضي يا رسول الله سل حبال من شئ واقطع حبال من شئ سالم من شئ حارب من شئ خذ من أموالنا ما شئت والذي أخذت من أموالنا أحب إلينا مما تركت. This was no confrontation. It wasn't a war. It wasn't a battle. 313 on one side, 1,000 on the other side. Two swords. Miqdad radiallahu anhu, Zubair bin Awam. Two swords. The other side, 700 swords. Two, 8 swords on this side. Sahaba had 8 swords. 8 swords. An army of 313 with 8 swords. What war is going to take place? Other side, 700 swords. 2 camels, Miqdad, Zubair bin Awam. Other side, 300 camels. Other side, 2 horses, Zubair bin Awam and Miqdad. Other side, 300 horses, 700 camels. This side, if one had a shoe, the other one didn't have a shoe. There was no confrontation. Badr was to teach us Iman. Badr was to teach us obedience to Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam in every circumstance, whether it makes sense or it doesn't make sense, whether it appeals to our logic, it doesn't appeal to our logic. Otherwise, in reality, this was a suicide mission. We will not say to you like the Bani Israel said to Musa alaihi salam against the Amalika, that you and your Rabb go and we are going to sit here. We will say to you, Ya Rasulullah, you go ahead. We will be in front of you, we will be behind you. We will be on your right side, we will be on your left side. Ya Rasulullah, if you command us, kaan khol kar sun lena, listen with the ears of Iman. If you command us, one by one, to throw ourselves from the top of the mountain to our death in the ocean, even the little babies of Medina, we will fling them, without question. If you command us to mount our camels from here to Barkul Ghimad in Yemen, Ya Rasulullah, we are ready to do so. Why? Why? فَإِنَّا قَدْ آمَنَّا بِكْ وَصَدَّقْنَاكَ وَعَتَيْنَاكَ عَلَىٰ ذَٰلِكَ عُهُودَنَا وَمَوَاثِيقَنَا عَلَىٰ السَّمْعِ وَطَاعَةِ لَكْ. Because Ya Rasulullah, we brought Iman upon you. And this Iman demands سَمِعْنَا وَعَتَعْنَا. If Allah's caller, if His Nabi's caller commands you to go to the masjid, and it appears as if that movement is fraught with danger, it is irresponsible behavior, you're going to harm yourself somehow or the other, forget what it appears to be. There can only be khair in the command of Allah. There can only be khair in the obedience to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, whether it appeals to your logic or not. Command us to jump into the ocean and drown, we are ready to do so, Ya Rasulullah. Why? Because this is what Iman demands. Ala sam'i wa ta'ati lak. This Iman that we brought upon you demands that we listen and obey to what Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam want. Command us, O Nabi of Allah, join ties with whom you want to join ties, break ties with whom you want to break ties, make peace with whom you want to make peace, use from our wealth for the effort of hidayat, whatever you want, Ya Rasulullah. And Ya Rasulullah, we are giving you this reassurance that of our wealth and our lives that you will use is more beloved to us than what you leave behind. When this was the preparation, then Quran comes, إِذْ تَسْتَغِيثُونَ رَبَّكُمْ فَاسْتَجَابَ لَكُمْ أَنِّي مُمِدُّكُمْ بِأَلْفٍ مِّنَ الْمَلَائِكَةِ مُرْدِفِينَ إِذْ تَسْتَغِيثُونَ رَبَّكُمْ. Remember that time when you made ighatha, when you raised your hands, when you begged for the help of Allah, when you turned towards Allah in the face of adversity and hardship. Quran is ajeeb. What does Allah say? فَاسْتَجَابَ لَكُمْ. Not thumma, not wow. فَاسْتَجَابَ, this fa. What does this fa mean? فَاسْتَجَابَ لَكُمْ. That, oh my Nabi, you and your sahaba had not even risen your hands and already we had accepted your dua. Because they were 100% on what Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam wanted. How he cried that night, in tuhlik hadhihi al-isaba lan tu'bad. O Allah, tomorrow if this small band of warriors perishes, who is going to take your name on this earth? Such a seal of approval on the ikhlas, on the iman, on the sifat, on the sincerity of that band of sahaba. Such a seal Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam puts, in tuhlik hadhihi al-ibada hadhihi al-isaba lan tu'bad. Who else is going to worship you? That is why Bukhari Sharif hadith, لَعَلَّ اللَّهَ تَعَالَىٰ اِطَّلَىٰ عَلَىٰ أَهْلِ بَدْرٍ فَقَالَ إِنِّي غَفَرْتُ لَكُمْ اِعْمَلُوا مَا شِئْتُمْ إِنِّي غَفَرْتُ لَكُمْ. Allah looked at the sahaba that took part in Badr and Allah said, from now till you die, do whatever you want to do. Jannat is wajib for you. That morning, one gush of wind, Ali radiallahu ta'ala says, Ya Rasulullah, what is that? Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, Jibreel has come with 500 malaika. Another gush of wind, Ya Rasulullah, what is that? Mikail has descended with 500 malaika. فَاسْتَجَابَ لَكُمْ أَنِّي مُمِدُّكُمْ بِأَلْفٍ مِّنَ الْمَلَائِكَةِ مُرْدِفِينَ. Ramadan, Allah gave us Badr in Ramadan. Allah sent down every revealed kitab in Ramadan. Ramadan is the season for da'wat. Ramadan is the season for hidayat. Ramadan is the season for taqwa. Ramadan is the season for sabr. The verse of the Quran which I recited in the beginning. نَحْنُ نَقُصُّ عَلَيْكَ أَحْسَنَ الْقَصَصِ بِمَا أَوْحَيْنَا إِلَيْكَ هَذَا الْقُرْآنِ. Allah says in this Quran, we have made bayan, incidents of Anbiya alayhimu salatu wassalam. Let us not be like the disbelievers of the past. What they used to say, that these are asatirul awwaleen, these are fairy tales, these are stories. Allah says, we made bayan, نَحْنُ نَقُصُّ عَلَيْكَ أَحْسَنَ الْقَصَصِ, the most beautiful incident in the entire Quran is the incident of Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salam. And there is a special link between Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salam and the month of Ramadan. 12 months in the Islamic calendar. Muharram, Safar, Rabiul Awal, Rabiul Akhir, Jumad al-Ula, Jumad al-Akhir, Rajab, Shaban, Ramadan, Shawwal, Zulqadah, Zulhijjah. 12 months in the Islamic calendar. Yaqub alayhi salam had 12 sons. One was special and chosen by Allah over the others. Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salam. Like that, from the 12 months, one month is special, selected and chosen by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the month of Ramadan. The kurta of Yusuf alayhi salam. اذهبوا بقميصي هذا فألقوه على وجه أبي يأتي بصيرا ولما فصلت العير قال أبوهم إني لأجد ريح يوسف لولا أن تفندون قالوا تالله إنك لفي ضلالك القديم فلما أن جاء البشير ألقاه على وجهي فارتد بصيرا. Yusuf alayhi salam said, send my kurta to my father. Yaqub alayhi salam had become blind. Allah kept the khususiyat in the kurta of Yusuf alayhi salam. Qurtubi rahimahullah mentions the riwayat, Mujahid is the narrator, that this qamis of Yusuf alayhi salam was in fact the qamis which Allah sent down from Jannat for Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam when he was flung into the fire. When he was flung into the fire, Ya narukuni bardan wa salaman ala Ibrahim. Allah commanded the fire to become cool, salamati, security for Ibrahim alayhi salam. Jibreel was sent with the clothes of Jannah, or qamis was sent for Ibrahim alayhi salam in that fire. The same qamis in Virasat, Ibrahim alayhi salam gave it to his son Ishaq alayhi salam. Ishaq alayhi salam gave it to Yaqub alayhi salam. Yaqub alayhi salam had this kurta infused in a silver chain, which the day when the brothers of Yusuf alayhi salam convinced Yaqub to give them Yusuf, to take him out to play, the heart of that Nabi was palpitating. He was fearing something is about to happen, impending doom. So he hung this around the neck of Yusuf alayhi salam. It was the qamis from Jannat. That is why Yaqub alayhi salam said, Inni la ajidu riha Yusuf. I can get the smell of Yusuf, the wind of Yusuf, in other words, the wind of Jannat. Ulama say, of the 12 months, Ramadan is special, chosen. Of the 12 brothers, Yusuf alayhi salam was chosen. The qamis of Yusuf alayhi salam, when it was flung on the face of Yaqub alayhi salam, the darkness on the face of Yaqub alayhi salam in his eyes became light. In exactly the same way, if Ramadan will be spent correctly by the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, their faces will be imbued with the light of iman. The qamis of Yusuf alayhi salam restored the eyesight of Dawood alayhi salam, of Yaqub alayhi salam. Ramadan, if this fast will be kept correctly, fulfilling its hukuk and rights, then this fast, la'allakum tattaqoon, will restore the eye of taqwa in the hearts of the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. The khulasa and essence of the entire incident of Yusuf alayhi salam, 40 years of mujahada, 40 years of going through a chak Turkey of difficulty and hardship, Allah raised His Nabi on a pinnacle of taqwa and sabr. That is why the essence of the entire Surah Yusuf, Yusuf alayhi salam condensed it when his identity was revealed to his brothers. Innahu may yattaqi wa yasbir fa inna Allaha la yudiyu ajra al muhsinin. That if you will come onto taqwa, if you will come onto taqwa and sabr, then Allah will never abandon you. Whether it's a coronavirus pandemic, whether it is a tsunami, whether it's an earthquake, whatever ibtila'at, whatever hardship, whatever difficulty will come upon this ummah, as long as this ummah will hold fast to taqwa and sabr, فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُدِيُّ أَجْرَ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. Allah will never remove the adversity. What Yusuf a.s. went through, the depths of pasti, the depths of humiliation, abandoned by his family, thrown into a well, a life of slavery, then falsely accused of zina, eventually in jail for 9 years, lower and lower in humiliation, through innahu may yattaqi wa yasbir, through taqwa and sabr, Allah raises him to the heights of the throne of Egypt. This month of Ramadan, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا كُتِبَ عَلَيْكُمُ الصِّيَامُ كَمَا كُتِبَ عَلَى الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. Allah says, we gave you Ramadan for taqwa. Yusuf alayhi salam said, إِنَّهُ مَنْ يَتَّقِي taqwa. The second part, وَيَسْبِرْ sabr. The hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, famous hadith of Salman Farsi radiallahu ta'ala anhu, which my Nabi, which he says, khatabana Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam fi akhiri yawmin min sha'ban, faqala ya ayyuhan nas qad adallakum shahrun azimun mubarakun, shahrun fihi laylatun khayrun min alf shahr, shahrun ja'ala Allahu siyamahu faridatan wa qiyama laylihi tatawwa'a, man taqarraba fihi bi khaslatin kana kaman adda faridatan fi ma siwa, wa man adda faridatan fihi kana kaman adda 70 faridatan fi ma siwa. وَهُوَ شَهْرُ الصَّبْرِ وَهُوَ شَهْرُ الصَّبْرِ وَثَوَابُهُ الْجَنَّةِ. My Nabi said, Ramadan is the month of sabr. Ramadan is the month of sabr. In return for this sabr, Allah will give you jannat. What sabr? Hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He said, إِن سَابَكَ أَحَدٍ. To stay away from food and drink, that is easy. To stay hungry is easy. But what did my Nabi say? If someone openly swears you, insults you, denigrates you, humiliates you, in sabbaka ahad, faqul inni sa'im, say to him, I am fasting. Pee jana, ghussa ko pee jana, swallow your anger, swallow your emotions of trying to take revenge, swallow the rancor, swallow the hatred, swallow the enmity, swallow the negative emotions of the heart. This month is the month of taqwa. This month is the month of sabr. With taqwa, you will go closer to Allah. With taqwa, you will find Allah. And with sabr, Allah will put your love in the hearts of people. This is the season for da'wat and hidayat. But da'wat and hidayat has to be done on the bunyad of taqwa and sabr. If the ummah will come on the bunyad and foundation of taqwa and sabr, Allahu Akbar, then where and where Allah will take the effort of hidayat. Ya abana ma laka la ta'manna ala yusuf wa inna lahu lanasihun, arsilhu ma'ana ghadan yarta' wa yal'ab wa inna lahu lahafidhun. Look at the chalaki, look at the cunning of the brothers of Yusuf alayhi salam. Oh, our father, send him with us. What are you afraid of? We will play with him, we will look after him, we will take him out for us sightseeing, we'll take him out for us on an expedition. Yaqub alayhi salam relents. No sooner the father is out of sight, what happens? This 9-year-old baby, they start beating him. They start hitting him. Someone hits the head, someone hits the side, someone hits the back. From different directions, Yusuf alayhi salam is screaming and crying. What wrong have I done? Why are you people hitting me like this? What have I done to you? Eventually, the extent of the punishment, the persecution, almost he's staring death in the face. They take him to the mouth of the well. They don't even know the depths of that well. This little innocent child is flung into that well. At that juncture, لَتُنَبِّئَنَّهُمْ بِأَمْرِهِمْ هَذَا وَهُمْ لَا يَشْعُرُونَ Allah says, Yusuf, do not fear, do not worry. We will bring the day when we will elevate you above them. Yusuf, Jibreel is already present at the bottom to catch Yusuf alayhi salam so that he does not die when they fling him into the well. The next 3 days he remains in the darkness of that well. One of the brothers, Yehuda, from him the Yehud come. One of Yaqub alayhi salam's sons, he had little bit of mercy. So for the next 3 days he carried little bit of food and he was suspended into the well. But even he also was hard-hearted to the extent that he did not inform Yaqub alayhi salam of the whereabouts of Yusuf. After 3 days, the caravan is passing. Adala Dalwa. They send someone to fetch water, suspends the bucket into the well. Yusuf alayhi salam jumps into the bag, bucket. Now the person is lifting. The weight is inordinately heavy. It's much heavier than water. What happened? Eventually he pulls the bucket out. Ya Bushra, Hada Ghulam. Wa asarru. Allahu Akbar. Ya Bushra, Hada Ghulam. This is a beautiful youngster. Just then the brothers of Yusuf alayhi salam pitch up. This is our slave that ran away. We have no need for him. We are prepared to sell him. Wa sharawhu bi thamanin bakhsin darahima ma'duda. Just for a few dirhams, for a paltry sum, they sell him into slavery. What is this? This is the period of sabr for Yusuf alayhi salam. Then the juncture of taqwa comes. Imratul Aziz turawidu fataha an nafsi qad shaghafaha hubba inna lanaraha fi dhalalin mubin falamma sami'at bimakrihin arsalat ilayhin wa atadat lahunna muttaka'a wa atat kull wahidatin minhunna sikkina wa qalat tikhruj alayhin falamma ra'aynahu akbarnahu wa qatta'na aydiyahun wa qulna hasha lillah ma hadha bashara in hadha illa malakun kareem. Zulaikha made no secret of her mad passion for Yusuf alayhi salam. The women of the locality started taunting her. So what does she do? She prepares the dastarkhan, puts fruit or whatever it is in front of them. Ukhruj alayhin, when they start cutting the fruit, at that time she says to Yusuf alayhi salam, Ukhruj alayhin, come in front of them. Falamma ra'aynahu akbarnahu, when they looked at him, Allahu Akbar, what does Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam say? What did my Nabi say? U'tiya shatr al-husn. He says that Allah Ta'ala divided beauty into two parts. Half of beauty Allah gave the rest of mankind and the other half Allah gave Yusuf alayhi salam. That kind of beauty was given to Yusuf alayhi salam. So when they saw him, akbarnahu, they were so overtaken, so overwhelmed that they didn't even realize. They were cutting their hands, no longer the fruit. Ma hadha bashara, in hadha illa malakun kareem. This is not a man, this is not a human being. This is some otherworldly creature. This is some angel that has come onto the earth. The time, the crunch test of taqwa had come, the time for that had come. وَرَاوَدَتْهُ الَّتِي هُوَ فِي بَيْتِهَا عَن نَفْسِهِ وَغَلَّقَتِ الْأَبْوَابِ وَقَالَتْ هَيْتَ لَكْ Quran is ajeeb. Quran is bahrullah sahilalo. It's a limitless ocean. It is our loss. And the irony is we don't perceive the loss also when we lost our munasabat and link and attachment with the Quran. Such a long sentence. وَرَاوَدَتْهُ الَّتِي هُوَ فِي بَيْتِهَا عَن نَفْسِهِ Allahu Akbar. What is this? This is to show the sangini of that situation. How delicate, how dangerous a precipice had come. On one side is a woman imbued with tremendous beauty, Zulaikha. On the other side is her youth, is her passion, is her invitation. Zulmat, darkness, batil at its height. And on the other side is a Nabi of Allah, Shatr al-Husn, half the beauty of humanity given to him. The height of taqwa, the height of piety, nur, iman, taqwa on one side, batil, zulmat the other side. This is such a dangerous precipice. The taqwa and the iman of a Nabi is being tested. If an error has to occur here, such a great iman will fall. So to describe how delicate a precipice this was, وَرَاوَدَتْهُ الَّتِي هُوَ فِي بَيْتِهَا عَن نَفْسِهِ وَغَلَّقَتِ الْأَبْوَابِ وَقَالَتْ هَيْتَ لَكْ هَيْتُ لَكْ هَيْتِ لَكْ هِئْتُ لَكْ هِئْتَ لَكْ هِئْتِ لَكْ هِئْتِ لَكْ. All these different qiraats to describe that situation. The doors were locked, not one door, abwab, door upon door was locked. And the invitation was given to Yusuf alayhi salam. What was the reaction? Taqwa, 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 ma'adha Allah. Zulaykha, forget that such a thing will ever happen. I fear Allah, ma'adha Allah, impossible that such a thing will happen. And then so that the Hujjat can be kamil, the doors are locked, he knows the doors are locked, sentries are pointed at each door, yet still he runs. And as he reaches each door, miraculously the lock cracks open, the door opens, next door opens, next door opens. وَأَلْفَ يَا سَيِّدَهَا لَذَا الْبَابِ قَالَتْ مَا جَزَاءُ مَنْ أَرَادَ بِأَهْلِكَ سُوءًا إِلَّا يُسْجَنْ أَوْ عَذَابٌ أَلِيمٌ قَالَ هِيَ رَاوَدَتْنِي عَنْ نَفْسِي. At the last door, the husband of Zulaykha, immediately the cunning of a woman, she changes the entire story. What should be the punishment for the one who tried to commit wrong with your wife? مَا جَزَاءُ مَنْ أَرَادَ بِأَهْلِكَ سُوءًا إِلَّا يُسْجَنْ. He should be imprisoned, or he should have a terrible punishment. Yusuf alayhi salam said, I am innocent. Shahida shahidum min ahliha. Shahida shahidum min ahliha. The baby from the cradle spoke. In kanat qamisuhu qudda min qubul fa sadaqat wa huwa min al-kadhibin wa in kana qamisuhu qudda min dubur fa kadhabat wa huwa min as-sadiqin. Falamma ra'a qamisuhu qudda min dubur qala innahu min kaydikun inna kaydakun 'azim. Yusuf a'rid an hadha wastaghfiri li dhanbik innaki kunti min al-khati'in. See the kurta, is it torn from the back or the front? If it's from the front, then she is speaking the truth. If it is from the back, then he is speaking the truth. When they saw the kurta, obviously it was torn from the back. Then the Aziz Misr, the husband of Zulaykha, says to Yusuf alayhi salam, that makes sabr, he turns to his wife, ask Allah for forgiveness. Your cunning is in fact tremendous. It's mentioned when many years later when Yusuf alayhi salam was in charge of the khazana, he was the treasurer of Egypt. One youngster came. Yusuf alayhi salam had instructed the sentries that measure and give grain. It was hard times. When this youngster came, same command, measure and give. This youngster says to Yusuf alayhi salam, do you know who I am? Yusuf alayhi salam says, no, I don't know. So he says, I am that baby who gave evidence in your haq. So Yusuf alayhi salam told the sentry, open the treasures and give him as much as he wants. When a Nabi is obeyed, this is how his generosity is. When Allah is obeyed, what will Allah's generosity be? Nevertheless, Rabbi sijnu ahabbu ilayya mimma yad'unani ilay, wa illa tasrif anni kaydahunna asbu ilayhinna wa akum minal jahileen. For his own protection, Yusuf alayhi salam opted to be thrown into jail. 9 years, sabr, sabr, fanan taqwa, other hand sabr. We know the incident, I'm not going into the detail, we're not going to take too much of time. The king sees a dream. Allah, inna Allah la yastahi an yadriba mathalan ma ba'udatan fama fawqaha. Allah says, it doesn't embarrass me to show you my qudrat through even a mosquito or something insignificant. When Allah wants to take someone from the depths of humiliation and put him onto the heights of respect and dignity and honor, Allah doesn't need an army. Allah doesn't need some technology that no one knows about. A dream, on the basis of a dream, Allah restores the dignity and honor of Yusuf alayhi salam. Now the brothers of Yusuf alayhi salam come. فَدَخَلُوا عَلَيْهِ فَعَرَفَهُمْ وَهُمْ لَهُ مُنْكِرُونَ فَلَمَّا جَهَزَهُمْ بِجَهَازِهِمْ قَالَ أَتُونِي بِأَخٍ لَكُمْ مِنْ أَبِيكُمْ أَلَا تَرَوْنَ أَنِّي أُوفِي الْكَيْلَ وَأَنَا خَيْرُ الْمُنْزِلِينَ Yusuf alayhi salam, because of his beauty, he used to have a veil over his face for his own protection and the protection of others, so that they don't fall into fitna. Yusuf alayhi salam, for their protection, would cover his face. So when the brothers of Yusuf alayhi salam come, he recognizes them. They don't recognize him. Nevertheless, cutting it short, he says to them, bring your other brother. Why? From one mother was two brothers, Yusuf and Binyamin. He was the younger. So special love for him. The others were from another wife. So he said, bring your brother. They convince Yaqub alayhi salam. Yaqub alayhi salam is dreading. He knows what happened with Yusuf alayhi salam. But still, reluctantly, he sends Binyamin. When Binyamin comes, Yusuf alayhi salam takes him into confidence, tells him what he is about to do. جَعَلَ السِّقَايَةَ فِي رَحْلِ أَخِيهِ ثُمَّ أَذَّنَ مُؤَذِّنَ أَيَّتُوَ الْعِيرِ إِنَّكُمْ لَسَارِقُونَ قَالُوا تَاللَّهِ لَقَدْ عَلِمْتُمْ مَا جِئْنَا لِنُفْسِدَ فِي الْأَرْضِ وَمَا كُنَّا سَارِقِينَ The goblet of the king is put in Binyamin's belongings. Then they say it is stolen, they search for it, they find it there. So now he is to be taken into captivity. قَالُوا يَا أَيُّوَ الْعَزِيزِ إِنَّ لَهُ أَبًا شَيْخًا خَبِيرًا فَخُذْ أَخَذَنَا مَكَانًا إِنَّا نَرَاكَ مِنَ الْمُحْسِنِينَ قَالَ مَعَاذَ اللَّهِ أَنَّ أَخُذَ إِلَّا مَنْ وَجَدْنَا مَتَانًا عِنْدَهُ إِنَّا إِذًا لَظَالِمُونَ The brothers of Yusuf alayhi salam are overwhelmed. Look what happened with Yusuf. Now how are we going to face our father? So they say that, oh king, we entreat you. He has an elderly father. Take one of us in his place. Yusuf alayhi salam says, no, that is not justice. That won't happen. So Yehuda says to them, I am not going back, I cannot face Yaqub alayhi salam. فَلَنْ أَبْرَحَ الْأَرْضِ حَتَّى يَأْذَنَ لِي أَبِي أَوْ يَحْكُمُ اللَّهُ بِي But you people go and say to him, يَا أَبَانَا إِنَّ ابْنَكَ سَرَقْ That your son stole, this is why this happened. Yaqub alayhi salam realizes that this cannot be the reality. Such is his grief, reignited for Yusuf alayhi salam. وَبْيَضَّتْ عَيْنَاهُ مِنَ الْحُزْنِ فَهُوَ كَظِيمٌ He loses his eyesight completely. Crying over the loss of Yusuf alayhi salam and now Binyamin. Then he says to his sons, يَا بَنِي يَذْهَبُوا فَتَحَسَّسُوا مِنْ رَوْحِ اللَّهِ إِنَّهُ لَا يَيَّسُ مِنْ رَوْحِ اللَّهِ إِلَّا الْقَوْمُ الْكَافِرُونَ He gives them himmat and he sends them back. But he sends a letter with them. This letter, Qurtubi rahimullah mentions it, the crux of the letter. Min Yaqub, Nabiyullah, Safiyullah. From Yaqub alayhi salam, the Nabi of Allah, who is the son. In that letter, he mentions Yaqub bin Ishaq, the son of Ishaq, bin Ibrahim Khalilullah. We are a lineage and a progeny of Nabis. And we have been through great hardship, trials and tribulations. My grandfather Ibrahim alayhi salam was tested with Namrud and the fire. My father, uncle uses the term father, Ismail alayhi salam was tested in that he was Zabihullah. Now I have been tested with the loss of my son, as a result of which I have lost my eyesight. He doesn't know he's writing to his own son. We are the progeny of Nabis. We do not give birth to thieves. No thieves born from us. My son is not a thief. I am entreating you, return my son back to me. There was only 7 days journey between where Yusuf alayhi salam was and Yaqub alayhi salam. But permission had not come from Allah for him to reveal to his father his whereabouts. When he reads the letter, Yusuf alayhi salam bursts into tears. And then he makes dua to Allah that, Ya Allah, now give me permission. Allah says, sends down wahi that permission is given. Then he allows the brothers to enter his court. My intention was to finish at quarter past. There's only 2 minutes left, but just a few more minutes we are taking because this conversation, this verse of the Quran is ajeeb. In the sense that these are nights for dua. And Mufassirin have mentioned that in this entreaty of the brothers of Yusuf alayhi salam is a great sabak and lesson of dua. Ya ayyuhal aziz. They address Yusuf alayhi salam. They don't know this is Yusuf. Ya ayyuhal aziz. Oh, aziz of Misr. Massana wa ahlana ad-dur wa ji'na bi bidha'atin muzjat fa awfilana al-kayl wa tasaddaq alayna inna Allah yajzi al-mutasaddiqin. Quran is ajeeb. They say, oh aziz of Misr, we have been inflicted with adversity, with trial, with tribulation, with poverty, with hardship. We have reached the end of our tether. Massana wa ahlana ad-dur. We are finished, our family is finished. We have nothing worthy of being presented to you. We have brought something insignificant, but we are begging you, don't look at what we brought. We are entreating your generosity and your mercy. Give us to the full. Ulama say this is the etiquette of dua. That Ya Allah, inni maghloob, I am finished. Myself and my family are in a cauldron of hardship and difficulty. Ya Allah, every other door is closed. I have nothing worthy of being presented to you. But I am beseeching you, don't look at what I am presenting. I am looking at your mercy and your kindness and your compassion, and I am asking you to accept me even though I don't deserve it. The etiquette of dua is taught in this entreaty. Yusuf alayhi salam, his heart melts, he removes the veil from in front of his face. And then, like I said, just few minutes. Hal alimtum ma fa'altum bi Yusuf wa akhihi idh antum jahilun. Quran is ajeeb. The akhlaq of a Nabi. 40 years of persecution, separated from his father, sold into slavery, so many years in jail, falsely accused, hardship upon hardship upon hardship, and the perpetrators are in front of him. Their hands are stretched out, they are at his mercy, and what does he say to them? Hal alimtum, hal alimtum. Do you know? Or do you, it's possible maybe you don't know. It's possible, maybe you do. This is such a light verb. Hal alimtum. Ma fa'altum. Not ma zalamtum. Not ma ta'addaytum. Ma fa'altum. Do you realize inadvertently what you did to Yusuf and his brother? Idh antum jahilun. When you didn't realize what you were doing. The height of zulm and this akhlaq. It's a sad reality, unfortunately, my respected brothers. Hazrat Mawlana Ilyas Sahab rahmatullahi alayhi gave us 6 points in Tabligh. And we, the Tablighis of South Africa, have condensed it into 2 or 3 points. MashaAllah, first point, great detail. Little bit second point, and then 6 points after that. The rest of the points, akhlaq, character, the beauty of deen, the beauty of dawat, the beauty of every sifat and quality of deen is akhlaq. بُعِثْتُ لِيُتَمِّمَ مَكَارِمَ الْأَخْلَاقِ Rasulullah s.a.w. said, Allah sent me to take you to the pinnacle, the heights, akhlaq. This is his own brothers. When an outsider does something to you, you feel it less. When your own flesh and blood do it to you, how much more you feel it? Today the person goes in tabligh, let some stranger swear him, no problem. His own brother doesn't invite him to one function, he doesn't want to talk to him for the rest of his life. When he goes in tabligh, he's the height of generosity, lays the dastarkhan out, spending. And when he comes home, that wife has to beg. The tea is cold sometimes, or the button of the kurta is not put properly, and finish. No tolerance, no patience whatsoever, and yet, for strangers, he's got so much of patience. Akhlaq, character. Hal alimtum ma fa'altum bi Yusuf wa akhihi antum jahilun. This is the height of akhlaq. Inadvertently, ignorantly, without realizing, do you remember what wrong you did to Yusuf? Now the face is revealed. Allahu Akbar, this is Quran. One side disbelief, one side doubt, one side perplexity, one side astonishment, one side fear, one side happiness, one side hope, an ocean of emotions, confusion. Can this be Yusuf? Look at how Quran interprets it. A innaka la anta Yusuf. Quran is ayat. All these emotions are contained in this translation. The pity in English you can't do justice. أَإِنَّكَ لَا أَنْتَ يُوسُفُ قَالَ أَنَا يُوسُفُ وَهَذَا أَخِي قَدْ مَنَّ اللَّهُ عَلَيْنَا Allah blessed us. And then the nichor, the khulasa of Surah Yusuf, إِنَّهُ مَنْ يَتَّقِي وَيَصْبِرْ فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُضِيُّ أَجْرَ الْمُحْسِنِينَ Come on to taqwa and sabr, and Allah will never abandon you regardless of what the adversity is. تَاللَّهِ لَقَدْ آثَرَكَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْنَا وَإِن كُنَّا لَخَاطِئِينَ Now they realize that we are in trouble. Allah has blessed you by the qasam of Allah. And we admit, إِن كُنَّا لَخَاطِئِينَ We admit we are gunegar, we are sinners, we are guilty, we oppressed you. What is the saza? Allahu Akbar, again the akhlaq of a Nabi. Akhlaq of a Nabi. لَا تَثْرِيبَ عَلَيْكُمُ الْيَوْمِ يَغْفِرُ اللَّهُ What is this? لَا تَثْرِيبَ عَلَيْكُمُ الْيَوْمِ Mufassirin explain it in layman's terms. Sometimes a judge, mashallah, our Abdurrahim Qazi is sitting right in front. The lawyers know the terminology better than me. Sometimes in the court, the judge says that the accused is set free in an honorable manner because of lack of evidence against him. So in other words, don't even entertain a doubt against him. One side, in kunna la khatiin, we admit we are wrong. And what does he say? La tathriba alaykum al-yawm. There isn't sufficient evidence, you are free. Yaghfirullahu lakum, Allah forgive you. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Badr in Ramadan, Fateh Makkah, conquest of Makkah, also in Ramadan. Also in Ramadan. The kuffar of Makkah, what did they see? They saw miracles. They were not affected. Abu Jahl comes one day to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Tell me what is in my hand and I'll accept you, Allah's Nabi. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, Leave me telling you, let the stones in your hand tell you. The stones start speaking, this is the Nabi of Allah. Abu Jahl says, you made jadu on the stones. They saw the moon being split. They said, you made jadu on the moon. They saw the malaika of Badr. They saw the help of Allah that came. They saw the 10,000 shining swords of Fateh Makkah. Miracle upon miracle they saw, yet they did not submit. But when they were at the depths of humiliation, and then they said to him, what are you going to do to us today? Akhun Kareem, Ibn Akhin Kareem, you are our brother, the son of our honorable brother. My Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, at that time in Fateh Makkah, he said to the kuffar of Makkah, Akulu kama qala akhi Yusuf, I will say to you, like my brother Yusuf said, La tathrib alaykum al-yawm, yaghfirullahu lakum, there will be no revenge, may Allah forgive you. Their hearts melted and they accepted Islam. Dawat on the bunyad of taqwa and sabr. This is when Allah will blow the winds of hidayat. This is when there will be effect in our dawat. Ramadan is special. Like Yusuf alayhi salam's incident is special. But we have to take the sabak. We have to take the lesson. My respected brothers. Earlier Hazrat Maulana announced odd night. So there'll be another program later. But very, very important. We should realize besides an odd night, this is the night of our Shab Guzari. Every Friday night, alhamdulillah, in Masjid Hilal, Shab Guzari, like this takes place. Brothers make i'tikaf the entire night. Let Ramadan be the setting stone to set the pattern for the rest of the year. Humble appeal we are making. Everyone make this niyat, inshallah, through the barakah of Ramadan, that every week we will come for Shab Guzari. From Asr till the next morning, Fajr, all of us will try and do till Ishraq. All of us will try and do this, inshallah. Inshallah, in an hour's time, there'll be another majlis. Allah give us tawfiq.